Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. This is Dave, and on this segment, I'm going to be covering Star Wars The Last Jedi, and also I'm going to talk about Dunkirk, which is a fantastic film. So let's get started. I mean, these may be short reviews. They're going to be spoiler-free, but I'll give you guys fair warning either way. So here we go. Let's talk about The Last Jedi. So Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 93%. I was pretty hyped to go see the new Star Wars flick, as, I mean, millions were. It's always an event when you go see Star Wars and you see that main title kick in with the music. It's just so epic and amazing and, like, magical in many ways. I enjoyed it. You know, I saw it on Thursday night. It was officially released Friday the 15th, yesterday, but I caught it Thursday night, and I enjoyed it, you know, but there was a lot of talk of it being the greatest Star Wars film of all time, and I disagree with that. I do. I think, you know, I hold 4, 5, and 6 in high regard. I mean, those are, like, absolute classics, and the newer movies don't beat out the old ones, you know, still. Like, even with the new updated effects, there's just something about the, quote, originals 4, 5, and 6 that are just, like, magical. And, but the new movies, like, The Force Awakens and Rogue One, they do a great job of capturing that Star Wars magic. Lucas's films 1, 2, and 3, at times he did that, but, you know, there were a lot of goofy moments in those films that didn't really fit the Star Wars universe or lore. But I also don't think they were that bad either. They get such a bad rap. I mean, there are a lot of great things that came from those movies. I thought Ewan McGregor was amazing as Obi-Wan. I think General Grievous was a great character. I thought Darth Maul was fucking amazing and underutilized. Still mad that they killed him off. So, Liam Neeson to me was a great Jedi. You know, this is my opinion. But back to the new movie, no, I don't think it was the greatest Star Wars film of all time. I think it was a decent movie, a decent entry. It had some boring parts to it. It was a little slow at times, dragged a little bit. The parts that were good were pretty good. Adam Driver's a great actor. I think he did a great job. I got some gripes about his character. Some of the elements where his story arc is kind of repetitive. Is, you know, you get kind of tired of the... He's just kind of like a crybaby, conflicted emo type character. And you get kind of tired of it, you know? Another complaint I have about the movie is they try to make it too funny. You know, it's almost like some of the characters were like stand-up comedians. Like, what are we watching? Like, are we watching a Hangover or a Star Wars movie? It's like, it was too goofy at times. It's hard to explain, but, like, the characters were, like, say lines, and it just was, like, too funny. You know, like, the originals to me were, like, situational funny. Like, something will happen and you'll laugh. And yes, there were, like, goofy moments, but it worked. But this new one, it's like they would literally crack jokes in the movie, and it was kind of off. It didn't seem like it fit in the Star Wars franchise, you know, and universe. I expect the Star Wars movie to have, you know, fun, light humor, but be a little more serious tone in a way, and, like, action based. And it really threw me off, like, the goofy jokes in it. Sometimes they did work. I thought Mark Hamill was great as Luke Skywalker. At times, he seemed a little bit bored with the role, but overall, I think he did a good job. Daisy Ridley, she did well as Rey. You know, I have no issue with Daisy Ridley. I kind of like her character. I can't stand Finn. You know, not hating on John Boyega, but I just don't care for his character. His character is very boring to me and unnecessary. I mean, that's just my opinion, though. I know John Boyega is coming out in Pacific Rim 2. I hope that's decent. I wish him the best in his career. I'm not hating on him. I just don't like Finn, you know? What else can I say about the movie? I think the special effects were great. I think the action sequences, as far as, like, the lightsaber battles and the hand-to-hand fighting, they were kind of lacking. They were really very simplistic fights. They weren't like dynamic. I just feel like they could have did a better job with that, you know. If you look at like the Phantom Menace, the last battle between Darth Maul and Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon, I believe is his name, Liam Neeson's Jedi character. They were awesome. I mean, you can't even compare, like, way better than the Last Jedi fight scenes. But that's my opinion. I'm going to get into, like, minor... Well, I'm just going to get into some spoilers here. Fair warning. So here we go. One of the coolest parts in the film, speaking of fighting scenes, is when Snoke's guards, one of them had Kylo Ren in a precarious position, like, had him by his neck. So Rey like tosses his lightsaber or her lightsaber to him, and he catches it and activates it like near the guard's head. And then in the next sequence, you just see like a burn mark through his helmet. I thought that shit was pretty badass, and it got like a nice pop in the theater. It was awesome to see Yoda in it. And I love the fact that they had the old Yoda design. Like, he actually looked like a puppet. It was great. Great job there. What else could I say? The storyline, it was okay. It was like, you know, run-of-the-mill Star Wars. It was kind of predictable. I thought the way that Snoke died was stupid. Maybe so in tune with the Force and so powerful. You know, it was kind of stupid how he died. You know, Kylo like moves his saber and it slightly moves and he doesn't notice it moving. It's like, come on, you're supposed to be the fucking supreme leader. And super in tune with the Force, like really powerful, and you're toying with them, you know, minutes prior, and you don't notice, you don't feel anything in the Force, like at all. You know, it was just like a cheap way to kill him off and stupid. We'll see if he comes back, because a lot of people, you know, have a theory that he's Darth Plagueis, I think that's how you pronounce it, and he has control over death, he can bring himself back. So let's see if he brings himself back in the next episode. He just might be dead. Speaking of dead, is Captain Phasma dead? I don't think so. I may be wrong, but the last we saw Phasma, she fell through like the fire. It was like an explosion. She fell through the ground, and we see her go through fire. But it doesn't necessarily mean she's dead. I mean, her armor is pretty durable and tough. It can take blaster shots. So, you know, maybe her armor saved her. We'll see what happens. Back to the movie. What else could I say about it? I thought Luke's farewell sequence was pretty cool. Like, I like how they sent them off. Nobody actually defeated Luke. He just became one with the Force, and I thought that was pretty cool. Cool of them to write it that way. You know, his ending. You know, he's coming back as a Force ghost, of course, in the next episode. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the next one. Let's see what happens. I just think they have to step it up a little bit, get a little better with the action. I actually appreciated Force Awakens more than The Last Jedi. I thought it was a better film. And I think I appreciated Rogue One more also than The Last Jedi. Some people may think I'm crazy, but, you know, this is how I feel about it. So anyway, guys, if I have to grade The Last Jedi, I'm going to give The Last Jedi, I'm going to give it a, it's tough. It's either a B or a B plus. I'll probably give it a B plus. It was a good movie, especially for a Star Wars entry. I liked it. I thought it was good, but I didn't love it. You know, that pretty much sums it up. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about Dunkirk. Dunkirk is a World War II movie. It is directed by the very talented Christopher Nolan. It got great reviews. I was dying to see it. It got 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I wanted to check it out. So, you know, I saw Dunkirk, and I gotta say, it was a really good movie. My favorite war movie is Saving Private Ryan to this day. Some other gems out there are like Platoon, Apocalypse Now, Full Metal Jacket, Enemy at the Gates. I mean, these are like great war movies. Dunkirk's pretty damn good. You know, it was a little slow at times, but there were some sequences in it that were like fucking amazing. Like, for one, the sound is just fucking amazing in that movie. beautifully shot, which is no surprise. It's Christopher Nolan. The movie was non-linear, which is also Nolan's style, like, you know, segments pieced together. I'm going to kind of get into spoilers now. Not too bad, though. I want to say that I'm a big Tom Hardy fan. I think he's just like an absolute mega talent. Love the guy. Fell in love with his acting ability. You know, the first time I saw him on screen when I saw Bronson. If you haven't checked that out, great movie. A little weird to some, but just a fucking brilliant performance by Tom Hardy. He's just a mega talented actor, man. Love the guy. And I knew he was in Dunkirk, but I didn't think he had the biggest part in it. But I was wrong. He actually was a big part of the movie, and he played a fighter pilot, and he was just, you know, he was just a real quiet hero. He was like the real hero of the damn movie. You know, when you watch his angle and what happens to him and you really think about it, it was just like an ultimate sacrifice. I mean, he was an awesome fucking hero in the movie and badass as a pilot. You know, I really enjoyed the fighter pilot sequences. Had you on the edge of your seat. You feel like you're in the cockpit with them. Part of that is the cinematography and the sound effects. Like, so on point. So on point. Beautifully shot. So, do I recommend Dunkirk? I recommend it. Is it an own movie? Like, I would own it, you know? Because I like Christopher Nolan. Do I think it's the greatest war movie ever? No. It was a solid movie, like I said. Don't expect, like, an action movie like that. It had some parts that were a little bit slow, a lot of build up, but overall it was a good movie and enjoyable. I say you gotta watch it at least once in your lifetime. If I had to grade Dunkirk overall, I give Dunkirk, I give it a B. I mean, I give it a B. It could possibly be a B plus, but I don't know. I'm sticking with a B with that one. So anyway, guys, those are my reviews for Star Wars, The Last Jedi and Dunkirk. I know they were short and not too in depth, but that was the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, you know, leave some feedback, you know, follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, all that jazz. So until next time, guys, take care and happy holidays.